Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we have this idea. We need to talk about profession confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just came out that to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, who wants to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader?
I didn't until the show came out, and
like
now
everyone.
I'm practicing the Thunderstruck line. Like, I didn't do the splits. No, I've never been able to do that.
Do what?
The splits.
Oh. Is that something you have to be able to do?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. They go like...
They jump and land in them.
Yeah.
Everyone, all next to each other. And then...
Maybe I should watch the show.
Yeah.
But then quietly judge from over here. Here's what we really want. We want to know... Like the weird rules you have at your job.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have weird rules like once a week, you got to get drunk with one of the bosses.
That's just for you, actually.
Yeah, and it's more than once a week.
Yeah.
No, but like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, if this is true, it says they can't be anywhere alcohol is served or attend parties.
That feels crazy. So they can't go to weddings? They can't go to a bar?
Sounds like not.
I don't know if I believe that one. There
you
has to be
no glitter eyeshadow.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Now, are these just when in uniform, or are these?
That's there has to be some sort of, I don't like not stipulation of whatever.
Like no visible tattoos. I get that.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
I think part of it is in high school, like the girls' dance team. My sisters were they won state all the like. They have so many trophies. They won all and took it very seriously. And I remember one girl, as the judges like inspect you before you go out and perform. And one girl had a belly button ring and forgot to take it out. And the judge like caught it right before they went out. And they would have been, I think it was like disqualified. It's like you're just done. Even if you were the best one,
they're like, oh, that little piece of jewelry costs you everything.
Just against the rules. Yeah.
You know,
and I remember
your self-expression.
Yeah.
It's safety. It could get ripped out. Yeah.
And that poor girl was like crushed. Like, I forgot. And the team is like, it's okay.
But,
but she felt so bad. Like, wasn't trying. And it's like, I just remember. That was always stuck with me. Like, that is so strict.
So, like, we could go through this whole list. They're just ridiculous. But, like, we want to hear, do you have a job where it has rules like this? Or the other part of profession confession is, like, tell us something behind the scenes that we don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, like, my brother worked for one of the big chicken chains.
Big chicken.
And then he, like, one time my parents and everybody were like, let's go over. And he's like, no.
You don't want to see the big chicken chain?
He was like, don't eat there. And we're like, why? And he's like, once you're behind the scenes, you'd never eat there. He's like, the mashed potatoes will survive an inordinate amount of time out in the world. And then they just go from mashed potatoes to black. They just go, and there's this like chemical reaction that just happens to them. And they're just done being potatoes.
Oh.
And you're like,
man, I'm craving some black potatoes now.
Or the other one that I always say, the profession confession is, there's a number at Target, and I don't know what it is, but there is a number at Target. If the price ends in that, it's never getting lower.
Oh, yes.
Like their things are like $6.99, but then they mark it down, it's like $5.97.
Right.
And then if it gets to $4.93, like there's the last number is like, this thing's not going any lower.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So if you have some sort of tip from your job or crazy rule, we want your profession confession. 303-222-5423. You may text or call. I have a profession confession.
Oh, for us?
Yeah, everybody here has to laugh when I say stupid stuff.
Oh.
No, I do know I have friends who are nurses.
Yeah.
And I looked it up. It seems like it's hospital to hospital. You can't wear nail polish.
That is crazy.
And you can't have artificial nails because they're worried about you popping a nail inside of a patient.
Huh. Mm.
Or chipping polish inside of them.
I think the crazy part is that you have friends.
I was wondering why you were... Oh, he has to laugh. Yeah. Rude.
Why did it turn that way?
I have a profession confession.
Okay.
I used to work at a golf course, like a club, like a private membership club and everything. And it's so fancy. Like you pay the monthly fee and everything. You get these guys to clean your clubs and clean the, I'm one of those guys. And we all taught ourselves how to golf using the nicest clubs, using the nicest golf cart at the end of the night when they'd close it all up.
You would use other people's stuff?
Yeah. Before you clean them.
What if you bent the shaft?
Do they not take them home that day?
No, some people, they just golf so much.
You store them there. Or they have a personal cart that they store at the golf course.
Oh, my
gosh. So they pull up and they're like, oh, Mr. Smith is here. Oh, you have to run down and get his cart.
With his bag on it.
Especially if he's not nice. Mr. Smith's cart getting another round of golf in later tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
You really did that?
Absolutely, yeah.
I would never have the balls to do that.
Oh, no, you take the balls. Use whatever.
Oh, good work. You're practicing your own rule.
What if you did, nobody ever bent one? Nobody ever broke a club?
No, and there's enough, like the members would sometimes drive the carts in the water, and like things would just happen regularly that it never... Never, I don't know. We're thinking that far ahead. We just play a couple holes with the nice new Callaway.
Okay.
That stresses me out.
All right. Well, if you've got a weird work rule or some pro tip from behind the scenes, we'd love to hear your profession confessions. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9. The Slacker Show is throwing a party. And this is your invitation. It's the Slacker Show Silent Disco. Going down on the 4th of July from 5 to 7 p.m. on the corner of 2nd and Fillmore in Cherry Creek. We're taking over an entire intersection. Handing you headphones and cranking up the vibes. It's loud in your ears. Silent on the street. And totally free for all ages. Then stick around for the 35th anniversary Cherry Creek Arts Festival for 260 artists, live music, killer eats, and nonstop culture in Cherry Creek North. More info at alice1059.com.
So we're looking for profession confessions, things that happen at your job that you want to tell us all about. Nobody wants to be disguised or anything.
We're
not giving up trade secrets or anything. Rob?
Yay.
What's your confession?
It's kind of an anti-confession. It's kind of counter to what you guys are talking about. I'm a musician. I play in bars. And first thing you always say is, hey, do you want a drink? We'll hook you up and you can get all the free drinks you want. But it just scares me. I made a decision a long time ago I wasn't going to do that because I know so many other guys who've gotten DUIs and lost their licenses and you can't get to the gigs and your little career's over.
So you don't drink?
No, I do sometimes, but I really limit it. I'll have one, maybe two. And especially at the beginning, I don't want to stretch it out to when I'm packing up and going home because I'm just so afraid that I'll overindulge and then we're driving home. And if I don't have my car, I'm not getting the gigs and that's it.
So true. Yeah. Is that like DJ life?
I've never related more. Yeah, it's exactly the same. It's always, and you get a tab and you're like, I drove here. Yeah. I have to leave.
I have my stuff.
But couldn't you, if you were, are you single, Rob?
Yeah, I'm solo.
But I mean, are you single as a human?
Oh, I won't be in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Because what I was going to say is if you have a tab, you could be buying drink. You could be like, yeah, send me over another, and you could be feeding drinks to the to
right.
The
and they're doing that more and more. They give me a certain guarantee, and they say, here's a $50 tab, and that's smart because they want me to bring in people and buy the food and the drinks for them. So that does happen a lot. You're right. Yeah. But you know, I play several times a week, so not everybody's going to my shows all the time.
Rob, have I seen you play?
No, but I actually just added a Shaboozy song to my list, and I also got a gig at Brothers finally.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh. All right,
let's have a drink. Wow. They're awesome there.
All right. That is really cool. Okay, Woody.
Yes.
What's your profession confession?
My profession confession is I used to manage a slot department for a casino.
Ooh.
They lease out all of their slot machines from a company that changes the chips in those slot machines every night. So the casino doesn't know what machines are loose and what isn't. Ooh. But if you are on a machine and it is hitting, stay on the machine. Because the tighter the machine, it's not going to hit. So don't change the machine you're on. Just stay on it. And then the
Hold on. So it doesn't have a limit? Like, if it's loose, it's just loose.
Yes, because the other two chips that they'll install are going to be tighter than the one that's hitting.
I always thought your luck is going to run out. Like, all of them have a little looseness. And so you go, have I used her up too much? And now I'm going to move over to the next one.
Yeah.
But like, stay on it.
Yep.
No, you would think that, and that's logic. But in this case, no, you'd stay on the machine because it has a loose chip in it compared to the other two chips that they could be putting in a machine that's right next to the one that's hitting.
Okay, I have more questions for you. Please, please. Like, so then the next day, you're like, you come down from your room and you're like, this was hitting like crazy, but they changed the chip overnight.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
This feels illegal to know.
It's profession confession.
I know.
And now, the other thing that's really good to know is if you go to a casino and you start with a smaller quantity of the gaming machine, so a penny slot is going to have more loose chips than the quarter slots and so on. So they want you to chase your money. So if you go to the less expensive slot machines and you tip really, really well, you're going to be taken care of like a king compared to going to the dollars or the $5 or whatever the equation is.
Okay. The last question I have, because I've always heard this and I don't know if it's true, are they looser by the door? Because I've heard, like in Vegas, they want, like somebody like walking by, they go, this guy's like, oh my God, I won. It's like, oh, we got to go in there. Because that guy's like, or by the entrances, like if you're in, like, because they try to draw you in with like, somebody's winning, right? Wow. Especially when they used to give money. Because they'd be like, ting, 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 ting. And you're like, oh my God, there's somebody's winning right there. And it draws you into the casino. Is that true or false?
I don't know. That's a great question. Oh. I like your thinking though.
You're worthless to us, Woody.
No!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.